Blog Talk Radio.
I am a Christian. Do you know what that means? That means I'm far from perfect, simply redeemed, born with a purpose, purchased by love. It's not a form of religion, but a gift from above. I am not perfect, no, but I have been redeemed. I am a believer. That means I pledge my life, giving everything I never knew that this was meant to be. I'm not perfect, but I have been redeemed. Somebody paid the price for me. I offer up my life to him, and now I say again, I am not perfect. Oh, but I have been redeemed. Oh, yeah. I am your brother. Show you the way. We'll take this road together. Oh, take it day by day. Somehow I know we'll make this journey in. Make no mistake about it. You have been. While you were yet in your transgression, somebody paid to set you free. So offer up your life to him, accept his love and we'll begin. Walk together, for we have been redeemed. Love and then begin to stand together hand in hand, and surely he will heal the land, and we will wear these chains no more as these walls come crashing to the floor. And then someday he'll come again, and we will find.
Each and every one of you. This is Minister Spence coming to you live from MCD Studios. MCD Studios, and we are excited. I am so excited about my first show today. It's going to be an awesome show. I just want to thank each and every one of you that have found it not robbery to get on tonight here at the King's Table. I want to first of all give thanks and glory to God for this divine opportunity for each and every one of us to come together. Yes, this show is catered to men. Amen. This show is for our men, but all of you women that are on the line, you are also welcome to continue to join in with us so that you may be equipped to understand what is our makeup, what is the makeup of us men, so that you will know how to encourage and how to uplift if you have a mate, if you have a husband, if you have a son, if you have a grandchild. You know how to nurture that man to be all whom God has called him to be. Once again, this is Minister Eugenio Spence coming to you live from the King's Table. Today's topic, if you have your Bibles, we're going to be coming from the book of John, the first chapter, the 19th through the 28th verse. That is our key reference for tonight. Today's topic is, who are you? Who are you? No longer suffer from mistaken identity. Maybe some of you weren't on last week when we did the pilot show. We did a preview of what was coming and what will be coming tonight. We discussed a certain topic. Where are our men? For many years, I've pondered why there's so much trouble in the home, so much trouble in our community, so much trouble in general. And we can point the finger at a lot of different things, but the reality of it is, a lot of the things that is occurring with our youth, in our homes, amongst our children, and everywhere we go, is the fact that our men are out of position. And that is the number one trick of the enemy, to keep our men out of position so that he can devour many different other areas and facets of mainstream life. Amen. And so we're here tonight to discuss the topic of who we are, no longer suffering from mistaken identity. Many of us men were out of position because we have allowed ourselves to be bamboozled by mistaken identity. We really do not know who we are. In fact, that question of who are we as men has puzzled many for many different years, for a very long time. It just hasn't started now, but we can even find it from the days of old, even in Scripture. Now, if I was to ask 1,000 people the same questions, 1,000 men the same question, who are you? I would probably get over 1,000 different answers or responses. I mean, after all, we live in a very unique culture and time. We live in a very diverse society with many different personalities and points of views, many different backgrounds, and in this spectrum, we can see and we can get many different answers to this question, who are you? If I were to ask some men, many would answer based on their occupation. I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. I'm a mechanic. I'm a teacher. And yes, that's what you do, but that's far from who you are. Many may even answer based on their nationality. I'm a Cuban. I'm an American, I'm a Mexican, I'm a Jamaican. And yes, that might be your heritage, but that's far from who you are. Many may answer based on even religion. I'm a Christian, I'm a Buddhist, I'm a Muslim, I'm a Jehovah's Witness. And yes, that's the measure of your core belief system and the foundation of your faith, but that's far from who you are. Many may even answer based on their titles. I'm a minister. I'm a pastor. I'm a deacon or deaconess. And yes, that's your calling on your life, but that's far from who you are. This question of who one is has puzzled many from throughout the centuries. In fact, if we look at David, as he was thinking about the goodness of God, the power of God, the glory of God, the majesty of God, the greatness of God, it caused him to reflect on himself. And he himself could not come up with the answer, but he concluded in Psalms 8 with a question. And he says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the earth. And out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thy enemies, that thou might steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider the heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands, and put all things under his feet. Not only did it puzzle David, but it went down even further into his seed. We look at even Solomon, as Solomon was faced with the same question. Solomon, who it was spoken about being one of the wisest kings that ever lived among men, I can hear Solomon with all of his God-given wisdom as he wondered about the question as to who we are as men. He can only proclaim vanities of vanities. He can only conclude the duty of man in Ecclesiastes 12:13, where he says, let us hear the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. But none of that has answered the question as to who we are. So here in today's text, my brothers and sisters, mighty men of valor, once again, man is challenged to answer this question that has eluded humanity for centuries. Who are you? James 1:19, where it says that this is the record of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. Now, I want us to understand something, something that is very dynamic in this verse right here. Now, the Jews, meaning the religious leaders of that day, the Pharisees, the scribes, and the Sadducees, they obviously heard about John the Baptist. So they had a meeting. They had a meeting and rounded up some folk to ask John a question. But in reality, they were sent to be spies, to spy out exactly what John was doing as he was in the wilderness by the River Jordan. And that caused me to think about something. And it should cause us to think about one important aspect of our everyday lives. Not everyone, our mighty men of valor, that comes into our lives are coming with pure intentions. You have to be careful who you let into your life. They are all sent, but that does not mean that they are sent from God. Some are sent to question you or to cause you to question yourself or your identity. And if you do not know who you are pertaining to your God-given dominion and authority, your God-given position, if you do not know this, you're easy prey to be lured astray and to continue to suffer from mistaken identity. But nonetheless, Each and every one that comes in our life are trying to figure out who we are. Now, the scripture also says that John confessed that he was not the Christ. In other words, he was not the true light, but was a witness of the light. John was showing his humility and reverence to Christ and the calling on his life. We have to understand that in reference to Christ, we're nothing in comparison. But we should not get beside ourselves. It's not about us. We should not be so heavenly that we become no earthly good, like we have everything together, like we ourselves are without sin. But Christ said, let him who is without sin cast the first stone. Now, I want us to watch this. We have so many folk throwing stones at each other. Some of us are right now being stoned down under people that are judgmental, under people that truly do not understand who they are, neither do they understand who you are. And we have to be careful around those type of people in our lives, whether leaders all the way down to the least. It's very imperative that we have a strong notion of really who we are when it pertains to Christ. I want to let us in on a secret. I was going to wait until later, but I want us to know that even as John, he gave them a direct answer in Scripture, and he told them exactly who he was. If we do not know who we are in pertaining to Christ, and if we do not know what the Word of God says that we are, how can we give an accountable answer to others that come our way? How could we have an accountable answer even to ourselves pertaining to who we are? Now, I'm saying this from experience. I myself, I haven't been saved all of my life, brothers and sisters. I myself, for many years, suffered from mistaken identity. I myself wanted to be like my father. I wanted to sell drugs. I wanted to pimp women. I wanted to have power, money, and recognition. And I engulfed myself in that lifestyle. And I thought to myself, this is who I was. It wasn't until I heard of a man by the name of Jesus Christ that died on Calvary's cross for me that I began to have the scales removed from my eyes to realize that I was more than that person that I thought I was. In fact, I wasn't even that person. I was one wearing the mask. There's many of us that are wearing masks pertaining to who we really are. We may be wearing the mask of a husband, the mask of a father, the mask of a coworker, the mask of a son, the mask of a brother. But that is not who we are. We are more than we think we are. And the only way that we can find out exactly who we are is by understanding who Christ is. Now, the scripture, it caused me to ask the question, why would John come back with such a direct answer? Because the Jews were looking for the coming king that the law and the prophets, they talked about. They were oppressed by Roman rule, and they were crying out to God for rescue. Then they heard about John and what he was doing. So after the meeting, they rounded up the men, and they went to Jerusalem to go and see what John was doing. And they were asking themselves, could this be the Messiah, that one that was promised to come? So they asked him some questions, trying to build a report so that they can take back to those who sent them. And it causes another question. What kind of report can others take back concerning you, concerning us? They asked John, Are you Elias? Are you the prophet? For those questions, John answered, I am not. And then they ask him the big question. Knowing the early response to John the Baptist, somewhere in the conversation, it got deeper. So in verse 20, the scripture says that they said, after he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ, they asked him, what then? Art thou Elias? And he said, I am not. Art thou the prophet? And he answered, no. Then said they unto him, who art thou that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What do you say about your own self? If we were to search ourselves today and answer that honest question, who would we say that we are about our own selves? Who? Do you really know? Do we really know who we are? Now, watch this. They heard that many folk were saying about John. Now, he had already told them that he was not who folk was saying that he was in verse 19. Now, they're trying to discover the answer to the question that has puzzled many for years. That same question, who are you? But I have to pause for a moment. Because I want to tell us very clearly and plainly who we are not. And who we are not, number one is, we are not who other folks say we are. Folk have said that we're not anything. Folk have said that we wouldn't amount to anything. Folk have said that we wouldn't make it. Some have even believed what folk have said about themselves. I myself personally, I believe the things that many people said about me. And because I believed it, my life reflected that. People said I was no good. People said I would end up in prison. People said that I would end up dead. And I believed all of these things. And whether you know it or not, I experienced each and every one of those things. But God, yes, my brothers and sisters, but God, the creator and sustainer, he had something different to say about me. God has something different to say about you. And I don't know about anybody else, but I'm glad that God had another view about me. I'm glad that God has another view about you. Like the song said, he saw the best in me when everybody else around me saw the worst in me. And that's enough for me to give a shout and have a shout springing up in my belly right now. You are more than what anybody and what everybody is saying that you are. And somebody ought to say to themselves right now, I am more than what others say I am. But there is a reason, my brothers and my sisters that's on the line tonight. There is a reason why David, there was a reason why Solomon and all of those in the days of old could not come up with the answer. David could only ask, what is man? Solomon could only conclude vanities of vanities, answered by saying the whole duty of man. But here it is. One can't know who they are by imagination. Even in our greatest imaginations and our greatest expectations concerning ourselves, we will still fall short of the truth and the reality of who we are. Our imaginations is too small and finite to fathom and understand on our own who we are. And point number two, one can't answer the question by speculation. Many may speculate based on their nationality, their occupations, their family upbringing, their education, their community, their neighborhoods, their friends, all of these things, and they come up with a speculation of who they are. And in the same spectrum of speculation, we can also add into who others say that we are, what others say that we are good at. And we come up with a speculation, or we attempt to try to figure out who we really are. But even in all of the speculating that we can do, we still would fall short of understanding who we are. And both male and female, we will still fall short in our understanding. But thirdly, for one to rightly answer the question as to who they are, it has to come by divine revelation. It has to come by divine revelation. Matthew 16, 13 through 17, Christ asked his disciples something. He asked them, who do men say that I am? And many came up with the same conclusions. Others are saying, Christ, that you are the prophet, that you are Elijah, you are John the Baptist reincarnated. But then Christ came back and he asked them a personal question. And he asked them, who do you say that I am? And Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Christ answered, blessed are you, Peter, for flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father in heaven has revealed this unto you. And upon this rock I will build my church. Now, Peter's name meant rock, but that wasn't the rock that Christ was talking about. The rock Christ was talking about was divine revelation. And that revelation is given by God himself. For us to know truly who we are, it has to come not by imagination, not by speculation, but divine revelation. And we have God's divine revelated word, which is called the Bible, that will tell us exactly who we are. And we see that the response of John in verse 23, John, who had himself been given a divine revelation concerning who he was, he gave an answer. And his answer was, I am the one crying out in the wilderness, make ye straight the path of the Lord. His answer was given by Scripture. And if your conception, your belief, your understanding of who you are, if it is not based on what the Word of God says that you are, my brother and my sister, you are suffering from mistaken identity. But here is the good news. The good news is we do not have to stay there. The good news is we can find out who we are through the divine, true, and living Word of God. The Bible says that you are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, those that offer up the sacrifice of praise unto God. The Bible says that you are a child of the promise, from the promised seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob's Israel. The Bible says that you are heirs and co-heirs with Christ, those who are seated in heavenly places, which is in Christ Jesus. The Bible says that you are those that have been given dominion upon this earth, and that you are more than conquerors. The Bible says that you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. To sum up everything, because I can go on all night concerning what the Bible says that you are, but to sum up the whole matter, you are everything, everything, and absolutely everything that the Word of God says that you are, and you can do everything that the Word of God says that you can do. You are more than what you think you are. You can do more than what you think you can do. You do not have to remain where you are. You do not have to suffer no longer from mistaken identity. Your identity is found and described and ordained and kept and sustained in Christ Jesus. And only in him. It's not in the belief of what others say that you are. It's not in the words of even what your own mothers and fathers said about you. You are more than what they say, because your heavenly Father says that you are everything that I created you to be. You have God's spiritual DNA embedded on the inward parts of you. You have limitless power resonating on the inside of you. You are victorious, and you don't have to live a Christian defeated life. Maybe somebody's on this line that have not even received Christ. I'm picking up in my spirit, you haven't even received Christ. But this is your divine opportunity tonight. Many of you are identifying yourself because you're caught up in certain addictions. I'm seeing the spirit of addiction tonight. Amen. But God is saying, I'm calling you out of that dead and that dry place, because I am going to remove the scale from your eyes. You will no longer identify yourself as an addict, but you will identify yourself as that one that has been washed by the blood, set free, and delivered for the glory of the God that has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. The Bible says that the love of God has drawn us unto him. It was the love of God. It was your love for God. It was your desire. You're sick and tired. I don't know who this is for, but you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. It is no small thing that you chose on a Monday night when you could have been watching football to listen in on the show tonight. And you were asking yourself, am I going to hear anything that's dealing with me? God saw you from afar off. He knew the time, the moment, the hour. He set you up to set you free tonight. No longer will you be bound in that endless and dead relationship, that very relationship that's just tearing away at your manhood. I don't know who this is for, but that very woman is beating you down. You're not worth it. You're not anything. You're not nothing. But because you have been suffering from a mistaken identity, your esteem of yourself was at an all-time low, that you settled to stay there just for the sake of having somebody that you think loves you. God is saying, I'm going to sever that tie. I created you to be the head and not the tail. I created you to have dominion. I created that one to stand by your side, not stand over you and dominate you. You are my champion. You are a mighty man of valor, and you have more potential on the inside of you than you can ever imagine in your life. And God is about to open up the channels, open up the faucets from heaven, and pour some things out in you where you're no longer going to suffer, not even from mistaken identity, but even your esteem of yourself will be increased tonight. Even the esteem of yourself. You are more than what you see in the mirror. You look at yourself in the mirror every day and you don't like what you see. God is saying, I'm going to change your perception tonight. Because when you look in the mirror from this point on, you're not going to see that addict. You're not going to see that drunkard. You're not going to see that whoremonger. You're going to see the champion that God sees, because he's going to give you the eyes to see yourself as he sees you. You're no longer going to suffer from looking through broken, bleeding, and cracked lenses. God is going to restore your lenses so that you can see the champion that God sees. Hallelujah. I'm hearing tonight, this is for a woman. You've been listening, and you've been trying to encourage that man. You love that man. His esteem of himself has gotten to an all-time low. God is not showing me the tragedy that happened in your mate's life. You're married to him. You love him. And that tragedy that happened in his life, there's something that happened tragically in his life, and it changed him. He's not even that same man anymore. And it's like he's a shell walking in your house. And you've been trying I'm hearing for 4 years, 4 years. I'm hearing 4 years in my spirit. You've been trying for 4 years to encourage this man, to build this man up, and you're at your wit's end. God is saying, I'm going to deposit something in you, daughter of Zion, that I'm going to release unto him through you. I need you to hear this, woman of God. You're going to have, God is going to deposit in you something to release in your husband. Now listen, I'm hearing this. You have to stop talking at him. You have to stop talking at him. Talk to him. And what I mean by talk to him, what God is saying, talk to him. Don't speak to him from where he is right now. Speak to him for where you know he's supposed to be. Begin to speak his future to him where he is right now. And watch God. Begin to speak his future. You want him to be that mighty man of valor he is. Begin to call him just that. Begin to call him what you desire for him to be. And watch what God do as he honors your words. He's depositing something in you, daughter of Zion. He understands that you're fed up. You're at your wit's end. You don't know what to do. God is telling you what to do tonight for that husband. You were even at the brink of thinking about divorce. But there was something. And I'm not going to say something. God was holding you there, and you didn't understand why. And you were saying to yourself, it's not fair, because God knows the outcome of that man that he has standing beside you. His potential is more than even you can imagine. But begin to speak the word of life over his life. Begin to call him for who he is. He's a champion. He's a king. He's a king that serves the king the best way he knows. But God is about to release that hurt that he's been carrying, that those things that has been boggling him down through you. It's your love for him. It's your words of affirmation to him that God is going to use to catapult him out of that ditch, that spiritual ditch that he's in. He's going to know exactly who he is through you. Hallelujah. I just want to open up the floor right now at this present time. If any of you have any questions, any of you have any specific prayers at this moment, this would be your opportunity to do so. Woman of God, I'm going to ask you to explain to them exactly how they can open up to ask questions where they can be heard, that I may answer them, whether they're prayer requests, whether the need. I want to talk to those that the Lord spoke to tonight. I really want to talk to you, woman of God, whose husband God is going to use you to pour that change into his life. I really want to hear from you. I really want to hear from all of you. Woman of God, can you explain to them how?
Yes, good evening. If you have a question or comment on tonight's show or you want prayer, please dial 1 on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have a question or comment, and we'll be sure to bring you in. Again, if you'll dial 1 on your dial pad, that'll let us know that you have a question or comment. Once you make your question or comment, dial 1 again, and that'll take you back out of the queue. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, woman of God. I really want to talk.
We do have a caller.
Her. Amen.
Caller. Area code 646. Last 4, 7152. You are live.
No.
Hello. Hello, caller.
Okay, well, maybe there was an accident. Maybe they accidentally dialed 1. So we're going to take them out.
Amen, amen, amen. When you do call in, please mute the computer system so that we won't have. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where are the men on the line tonight? Where are the men on the line tonight? We want to hear from you tonight. Hallelujah. 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 I will say this to all of you listeners. I really want us to understand just how critical it is to me, especially with our men. We look at society today. We look at society today, and we're pointing the fingers at so many different things. And the reality of it is as I was in prayer and God began to show me that the real reason for all of that is simply because us men ourselves are out of position. Our youth is being troubled. Our youth is fading away. Our marriages, relationships are fading away. Our communities are riddled with drugs and violence. Our prisons are being filled, all because us men are falling from the attack of the enemy, which is attacking us men, keeping us back, holding us back from understanding who we really are. His many different tactics of gangs and drugs and alcohol and women, all of these many different devices that are geared to keeping us men from knowing our rightful positions. And yes, for you women that's on the line, I know that it is rough for you, because it is like you've had to take double roles for you single mothers. You have had to have overcome many different things. So my desire and my plea for all of you is that it's going to take more than just me. It's going to take more than just the woman of God, Coach D. It is going to take all of us to band together, to come together for the greater good, to come together and encourage one another, to love one another, to build each other up. The days of tearing each other down is over. We've been torn down enough, both men and women. It is time that we build each other up. And my plea and my desire and the vision that God has given me, even concerning this show, amen, is to teach and educate of how to build us men up. If us men were built up, the homes would be better. The younger generation would have better role models to follow. Our communities would change. Society itself would change. I'm a firm believer of that. And I know that it is possible, because the Bible says that all things are possible with God. All things are possible with God. But it's going to take more than just us. It's going to take all of us. As we're trusting in God, and if we raise up and lift up our hands and say, here I am, I'm willing to be that one that would encourage my brother as well as my sister to be all who you have called them to be, in love, holding each other accountable for our shortcomings, no longer looking over certain things, but calling it out, holding out each other to accountability is what is needed in this hour. And I understand the challenge that I have, because us men, we are the main ones that do not like to be held accountable. It's like we're still doing that Adamite and Edomite syndrome. It was this woman that you gave me, and the woman, it was this serpent that beguiled me, when in fact we can even learn from the enemy in that scenario. He was the only one that stood like a true man and took responsibility for what he did in the garden. When are we as men going to take accountability and responsibility for our lack or our part? God is calling us to that. God is not only just calling us to know who we are, but before we can even understand who we are, face-to-face with Christ is going to cause us to be accountable. We're going to have to give account of why, what led us to where we are. But the good news about it is God already knows. And as we acknowledge that we're far from the mark, each and every one of us, God will release his anointing and his power through his word as we seek his face daily. He will bring us to where we all need to be. And I'm not one that is just here as a minister preaching to you, telling you where you need to go. What I'm saying tonight is that we can all go there together, because I myself don't have everything together. But we can do this together. I encourage you and you encourage me. As we hold each other accountable, as we're all accountable to God, and we're all trusting in God to take us to that place that he desires that we should be, and that he makes us to be those mighty men and those beautiful daughters of Zion that he has already preordained that we should be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woman of God, I want to open it up to allow you to welcome those and talk about the shows for the women.
Okay, great.
Amen.
Well, amen. Good word. Good word. We just want to thank everyone for tuning in on tonight. This was our pilot show for our men's show. It is the King's Table, and it is a Monday night men's fellowship with Minister Spence, and you're going to see this revving up, because this is going to be every Monday night. So we tell you, women, invite your men, your fathers, your sons, your young adults, to tune in on this show on Monday nights. I believe that is really going to be powerful for us to start getting our men and our young men to really just find some means of fellowship, talk about some things that most men don't get an opportunity to talk about, challenges and struggles, and even for us women, learning how to encourage our men. Amen. We want to thank you for tuning in to the network. We thank you for tuning in tonight. And then on Tuesday nights, we have Woman to Woman with Minister LaDon and myself as we co-host, and we're ministering to the women like the men are being ministered to on Monday nights. And then on Thursday nights, we have Processing the Pain with Coach D. So we really appreciate you for tuning in tonight. And if you have a question or a comment about tonight's show, if you have a question or comment for the man of God, please feel free to dial 1 on your dial pad. Again, that will let our team know that you have a question or a comment about tonight's show. It was really interesting, man of God, when you know, the Spirit revealed to you that there was someone here married, and you were speaking a word into her to speak to her husband. I think that's a prophetic word for a lot of women married, you know, or those who are
Amen.
Hoping to get married. That we have a
Amen.
Tendency as women to have that. You know, I think I'm not going to even call it a nagging spirit. What I'm going to do is call it, we don't know how to turn off the switch as mothers. And so a lot of times we'll have a tendency to over-nurture our men. And I think it's that mothering spirit. And that's not a good – it's okay for your young sons. Even up to a certain age with your young sons, it should stop. And I'm learning that because I'm a mother of two sons, and my sons are 16 years apart, and one's 31 and one's 15. And it took me – this many years to start realizing that, yes, these are my sons, and yes, I had a responsibility as a parent to nurture them to a certain point, but at a certain point, that's really supposed to be cut off, and they're supposed to be treated like young men or men. They're supposed to be treated like our brothers, you know, in Christ. We do have a caller. Caller, area code. Hold on here. Caller, area code 347, last 4, 4026. You are live.
Yes. Amen. Amen. No, I just want to say, you know, I received that word, minister. You know, my phone is a little messed up. You know, You know, I received that message. You know, when you ask the men, like, who we are, you know. Sometimes, you know, I'm speaking for me, Pastor, you know, so I don't know, you know. I know I'm a man of God, you know, and I got dreams, visions, you know, I'm just standing in the need of help, you know. I go to school, and it's funny that, you know, your message was like what I was dealing with today in class. You know, I met this guy, he's a professor, he's talking about, you know, who we are. We, a lot of us lack knowledge and this and that, you know. Just a whole lot that you said, you know. You just really inspired.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. All glory to God, my brother. I'm picking up with you. You have so many things going on in your life. You do have a love for God. God knows that love that you have for Him. You're mm-hmm. even trying to figure out right now what your purpose in God really is.
Yes.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And God is saying, God is saying, listen, we complicate very simple things, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
What God desires for you. Remember what the text says, that we understand who we are through divine revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but now to truly understand all of who we are, even our divine purpose and divine destiny, that can only come through, amen, cultivating a healthy relationship and understanding of who Christ is.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And so many of us, we don't really, we understand certain fashions and forms of who we are, but we don't know who we are in total.
Mm-hmm.
And we still live a life of wondering about a lot of things. My mm-hmm. brother, well, I want to personally invite you to continue to get on every Monday night,
mm-hmm.
Because this is somewhere where God is leading me. God has been leading me. There's a series that we're going to have that is coming, mm-hmm. and I'm just believing for it, not this week, not this coming up Monday, but next mm-hmm. week, but the next Monday, we're going to start a series called The Perfect Portrait of Christ, coming from the entire mm-hmm. book of John, because when mm-hmm. we truly understand who Christ is, it's mm-hmm. going to really open up our eyes to understand who we are. And I'm going to leave you with this nugget, my mm-hmm. brother. Remember, the Bible says that Jesus is the first fruit of many brethren. So if you really want to know who you are, you're everything that Christ was and is right now. You're that. Because He lives and dwells on the inside of you. And the Holy Spirit that's inside of you, His ministry, His purpose, is to change every aspect of you that you may be more and more like Him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So do not Amen. Let the worries and the struggles and the busyness of the day to cause you to question who you are. It's really not what others say that you are. It's really what the Word of God says that you are. So I want to even invite you, if you're not my friend on Facebook, to even friend request me.
You my friend.
Okay. Okay, well, I want you to continue to follow that, because there's a lot of scripture that I give that's going to help you to truly understand more and more of who you are, as well as what it takes to walk as the mighty man of valor that you are. It's not about what others say. It's not even about what you think about yourself. It's really about what the Word says about you, and you believe the Word until you believe that you are what the Word says that you are. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
And my brother, I'm just led. I want to pray for you quickly. I want to pray for you tonight. Is
Amen.
That all right with you?
Sure.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, what is your name, brother?
Michael, Brother Michael.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we come before the presence of your throne right now. I come, hallelujah, lifting up our brother Michael. Oh, Lord God, I just pray that you will cover him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Lord God, we cancel every assignment that is upon his life, every obstacle, every word that was spoken ill towards him. Oh, Lord God, we cancel it and remove it out of his mind. We remove it from the depths of his conscience and his psyche. We remove it from his heart. We remove it from his soul. We remove it from his spirit. And, Lord God, we open up. I pray that you would, Lord God, cultivate, Lord God, and shift the fallow ground of his heart, that your word concerning who he is in you will begin to reflect and manifest itself, hallelujah, in every area of his life. Hide him under your wings of protection. Hide him in your secret place. Lord God, I call out a hunger and a thirst and a desire for you like he never had before, that he will seek you all the day long and meditate on your word, oh Lord God, day and night. Oh Lord God, that you will cause him to prosper in all things, even as his soul, hallelujah, prospers in the knowledge and wisdom and understanding of you. Help him to understand his calling, his purpose, and his destiny. Every stumbling block, every obstacle, every divine connection, every other connection that is not sent by you, oh Lord God, sever the ties right now in the mighty name of Jesus, no matter who it is, even those family members, oh Lord God, that mean him no good. Oh Lord God, shut the doors and seal the cracks. Shut the windows, oh Lord God, and lock them, not allowing anything to no longer come and hinder, no longer speak our words that shall beat him down, but send those into his life, oh Lord God, that will send forth and bring forth words that will build him up in character, build him up in spirit, build him up in wisdom, build him up in understanding of who he is in you as you reveal who you are to him. Oh Lord God, and when it's all said and done, we will ever be so mindful, Lord God, to give you the praise, to give you the glory, to give you the honor, which is due to you and only you. In Jesus' holy and mighty name, amen.
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 Hallelujah. 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 Brother Michael,
yes,
you are not who those folks said that you are. You need to stop believing that. Amen. I was picking up in my spirit as I was praying for you that you even believe in a lot of those words. You are not that. You are somebody. You are God's champion. You are king. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And you are an eagle, and it is time. This is your appointed time and hour to open up your wings and begin to soar higher than you've ever sown before. Amen. Amen. Those things that have clipped your wings and kept you back are no longer there. Do not entangle yourself with them again. God has severed those ties. You have to maintain and keep. You have to keep the garden that God has placed you in.
Amen.
You have to keep the garden that God has placed you in. If you keep the garden, you'll never be beat down and broken again by anybody. But God will continue to lift you up. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do we have any other callers, woman of God?
No, we don't have any other callers.
Amen. Amen. Do we have enough time for anybody? Do we have enough time, woman of God?
We are coming towards the end of our show. We definitely have enough time if there is anyone else that have want prayer. If you want prayer with the man of God on tonight, please feel free to dial 1 on your dial pad. We will bring you in. We have a couple more minutes left of tonight's episode. So, again, you can dial 1 on your dial pad and come in. We're not going to extend that much longer. What I always hear people say, I've been doing this for 4 years, and what I always hear people say when they're listening in, someone told me to dial 1. Oh, I had a question.
Amen.
Oh, I needed prayer. And they'll let the enemy steal what God has for them by holding back. And and wait too late.
Amen.
And you know the three ways that the enemy defeats the body of Christ is no plan, no commitment to plan, lose focus, and move to flow. That's actually four ways. So we have no plan, no commitment to plan, we lose focus, and we move too slow. And so if that is you tonight and you are listening in to this show and you know we have a caller, area code 702, last four, 9856, you are live.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. How are you?
Fine, and you?
I'm blessed, my brother. Thank you for calling in. What is your request?
I was just listening to you guys. I just wanted a prayer for finance and marriage and all that.
Amen. Are you married now, or you just are you seeking a wife?
No, I'm married now.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name, what is your name, brother?
My name is Gabriel.
Hallelujah. God bless you, brother Gabriel. Hallelujah. Father God, right now, in the mighty and wonderful name of Jesus, we come, Lord God, lifting up brother Gabriel. Oh, Lord God, we come, oh, Lord God, praying for each and every area of his life, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for his strength. Lord God, we pray for his marriage. Oh, Lord God, I hear restoration. Oh, Lord God, in this marriage, that you would strengthen that marriage and cause it to be what you have ordained it to be. Oh, Lord God, that they will walk as one in unity and love, oh, Lord God. And in, Lord God, the love for you. Lord God, I pray for the finances, oh, Lord God, which is the attack of the enemy, which is bringing, oh, Lord God, about many arguments even in that marriage. Oh, Lord God, I pray that you will silence the hand of the enemy now, that you will cancel the assignment of the enemy right now in their life, in their home right now. Watch over them, oh, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, demonstrate yourself to be mighty and strong in their life. Oh, Lord God, as Brother Gabriel is calling out unto you, oh, Lord God, give him that confidence and assurance to know that you hear him from your holy hill. And, oh, Lord God, you have already sent forth, oh, Lord God, your angels. You've already sent forth your heavenly host, oh, Lord God, to work everything out. And even this that they're going through, even right now, oh, Lord God, is for their good. Help them to grow in their inner man as they're enduring what they have to endure, that you may take them to the next level in you as you restore, as you heal, as you build them up. Oh, Lord God, give them a praise even now in the midst that will take them into that place that you desire that they should be. Hide them in that secret place, oh Lord God, and release them in due season to be living testimonies and witnesses of your glory, your power, your restoration, your healing and deliverance right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Open up that door of opportunity for better employment. Oh, I'm hearing better employment right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch the heart of that one that you have to touch to give them the employment that they need, to take them financially, that, Lord God, that they will be able to cover everything that is coming their way in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And it's in the name of Jesus that we pray, we touch and agree, and we ask it all. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Gabriel, I'm hearing restoration. I'm hearing restoration. I'm hearing in my spirit that a lot of your arguments is because of the lack of finances. Amen. God is saying, trust him. Trust him. He's going to open a door for you. Amen. He's going to open a door for you. Don't despise small beginnings, but he's going to open a door for you that you're going to be able to cover those bills that you two together haven't been able to cover. God is going to silence the fiery darts of the enemy. God is going to clothe you under his wings of protection. Amen. But God is saying, I need you to trust me. Amen. God is saying, I need you to trust me. God is going to do it. Amen. But we have to understand that seed time and harvest comes, but it's what we do in the span of time that's going to dictate the harvest. Don't waste time arguing and doing things contrary to the promise. Begin to speak life over those areas in your life, no matter what you feel, no matter what anybody else says, and no matter what you're going through. Continue to speak life. We fight our fights on our knees and in prayer. You've been fighting the wrong enemy. You've been fighting the wrong enemy. Stop talking to the person and begin talking in prayer and commanding that spirit to depart out of your home and out of your relationship. You know where I'm coming from. I don't have to break everything down, but God has told me to tell you that. Amen. Stop fighting the wrong enemy. Amen.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless
Amen.
You, Brother Gabriel. God bless
Thank you
and God keep you. Continue to tune in every Monday, the same time.
Well,
I will be
time,
here. If
time,
you're not my friend.
What time do you guys
me?
Start? What time do you guys start?
Woman of God, 9 p.m.
Yes.
Central. The times. It's
yes,
9 p.m.
I'm sorry, woman of God. Go ahead.
Yes. 7 p.m.
Pacific
Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Where are you located, Brother Gabriel?
I'm on Las Vegas, Nevada.
So that is 7 p.m. your time. Am I correct, woman of God?
That is correct. That is correct. It'd be 7 p.m. Monday nights at 7 p.m.
Yeah, because
yes,
my wife, my wife gets on Tuesday nights with some girl, named Aseka Simmons.
Okay.
It's Tuesday.
I'm not sure who that
Tuesday.
Is, but we have a woman show on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. So Monday night is the man show, Tuesday night is the woman show, and then Thursday night is unisex, so it's men and women, a show on Thursday night.
Yeah, she does.
Mm-hmm.
My wife does Tuesdays, and then she sent me this today. I was at work. She sent it to me. She's like, man, discipleship Monday night. I said, I need to get on it.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, God bless her. Well, God bless her. Continue to get on. And like the woman of God said, I'm Coach D, we also, the same number, same line. You can call in Thursday night as well, and it's dealing with both men and women. You're welcome to come on at 7 p.m. Thursday night, and most definitely, I want to hear you on Monday night. God has some great things in store for you.
Okay.
I just need you to trust and believe. Amen. God is about to open up some doors you never imagined in your life, but now He's going
yes.
to do those in accordance to your faith and your obedience. Amen?
Yes, yes.
He's
yes,
going to do
yes.
those according to your faith and obedience. So I need you to continue to seek Him, Matthew 6:33, and everything that's been troubling you and bothering you and worrying you, God already has it worked out. Amen? We're also touching and agreeing and believing for you. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Well, God bless
amen.
You. And if, amen. Amen.
All right.
Woman of God, is that our time? I don't know right now.
I will do one more call. For those who have already spoken, please dial one on your pass. That'll take you back out the queue. So in case you have another question, if you're listening in to tonight's show and you need prayer, if you have a question for the man of God, please dial one on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have a question or comment. Good word tonight, man of God. The Lord is downpouring into you to minister and pray for the men. And so we thank God for you, and we thank God for this show and the places that this show is going to be going in the weeks to come. We know that this is just a pilot, so this is the first show tonight. And if you think that the man of God brought a good word, let's give him a virtual hand praise, a hand clap, giving God the praise. Hallelujah. Again, on
Hallelujah.
Monday night.
All glory to God.
Each Monday night from this night on, we will be, the show would be The King's Table. It's a Monday night men's fellowship. It's teaching men about, it's really walking you through an understanding of the Word of God so you can begin to break it down and that you can begin to truly understand what God is, you know, who you are in Christ. Who are you in Christ, you know, and begin to take off some of those titles that the world has given you. So, again, if you're tuning in on tonight and you need prayer or you got a question for the man of God, maybe there were some things about the Bible that you read or you don't know about and you want clarity on them, this would be the show to get that, you man. This would be the show that you would want to ask those questions. If you're struggling in an area, this would be the show that you would want to ask those questions. You don't have to reveal who you are. That, you know, that's totally up to you. You don't. You could choose to be anonymous. So you don't have to say who you are.
Amen.
If you're dealing with areas
Amen.
In your life, you could be dealing with addiction, regardless of what the addiction, whether it's drugs or sex, whatever those addictions are, whatever you're dealing with, this would be the place that you could come on, you could come to on Monday night and you could just take off your jacket. You don't have to be worried about, you could leave your egos and your pride and all that stuff, leaving it at the door and coming in just fully naked before God so that you could get the Word of God and that you could hear it and you could understand it so that during the week you could walk in it. Amen, man of God?
Amen, 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 amen. I couldn't have said it any better. Amen. This is what this show is about. Amen. Much of it is going to be open forum. You're not just going to be hearing from me. I want to hear from you. Amen. I want to hear from all of you. We're going to go through this together. Amen. As iron sharpens iron, we're going to be there for one another, encourage one another, strengthen one another. And as the woman of God said, yes. And I apologize for asking names. If you do not desire to give your name, that is okay. Amen. Because God knows who you are when you ask for prayer, even then. Amen. So I thank you, woman of God, for bringing that to my attention as well. But if there's anybody that want to call in or have a question, this is your opportunity to do so before we close out. I believe our time is winding down.
Amen. Well, with that being said, we want to thank you for joining the man of God tonight on this episode of The King's Table. Who are you? That was, again, the name of the show. The show is The King's Table, and this will come on every Monday
Amen.
Night at 7 p.m. You won't be hearing my voice anymore, but because this is the man of God's debut, you hear more from me, but you will not hear from me often. I'll be sitting in the cut. Amen. But we want to thank each and every one of you for listening in to this episode tonight of The King's Table. We hope that you join us
Amen.
Next Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Time, and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. We look forward, man of God, look forward to continue to fellowship with you as you guys begin to walk this journey. I'm excited, man of God, because I'm thinking in about 6 months we're going to hear some dynamic testimonies of chains broken and deliverance. And
testimony,
new jobs and healing in marriages and healing in people's bodies. So I'm really excited for you and the men. And I'm excited for the women that are choose to tune in because there's a lot of women that really need to know from a man's perspective. They got all kind of shows for women. We got everywhere to go and get healed and get, you know, and weep and get nurtured. But men don't have that. They really don't have a lot of that. And I think it'd be good for women, if you choose women that are listening in, this may be good for you to listen in so you can hear from the men. You know, what do they need from us? What is, you know, as a wife, I'm talking about as you've been his wife, or if you're preparing yourself for your husband, what is it that they need? What, you know, what are some of the things that we do as women that causes failure in our relationships and our marriages. So I think this is going to be great. Amen. So, again, we want to thank you
Amen.
For joining us tonight. We hope you join us next week, Monday. And also, for you men, if you have women that you want them to get some good word as well, we have Women to Women on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And then, again, on Thursdays, we have a show called Processing the Pain. That's a show that you and your wife and your girlfriends can enjoy together. And, again, we just look for your continual support. Know that you are loved and appreciated. See you next week.
Amen.
I am a Christian. Do you know what that means? That means I'm far from perfect, simply redeemed, bought with a purpose, purchased by love. It's not a form of religion, but a gift from above. I am not perfect, no, but I have been redeemed. I am a believer. Do you know what that means? That means I pledge my life, giving everything. I never knew that this was meant to be. I'm not perfect, but I have been redeemed, redeemed. While I was yet in my transgression, somebody paid the price for me. I offer up my life to him, and now I say again, I am not perfect. I've been redeemed. Oh yeah, I am your brother. Let me show you the way. We'll take this road together. Oh, take it day by day. Somehow I know we'll make. Think about it. You have been redeemed, redeemed. While you were yet in your transgression, somebody prayed to set you free. So offer up your life to him, accept his love and we'll begin. Walk together, for we have been redeemed, redeemed. While we were yet in our transgressions, he gave his life for you and me. So why not give your life to him? Accept his love and then begin to stand together hand in hand. And surely he will heal the land, and we will wear these chains no more, as these walls come crashing to the floor. And then someday he'll come again, and we will find.
I was going to pass a background check. You know, I'm hype in the spirit. 2 hours later, I get an email saying that, well, since you worked for one over 14 years ago, you're not a candidate for rehire. Oh, so you know I had to really war in the spirit yesterday about that because, you know, I had to make calls. Yeah, I've got a job. I'm going to be able to, you know, take care of this note and do this. And it didn't happen that way. And I really had to fight and war in the spirit about that. So, you know, I'm just telling you personally, you know, keep me in your prayers concerning that. But I'm trusting God. And I fought hard in the spirit yesterday, and the Lord blessed me today. I got a delivery job interview tomorrow. Amen. I got to be there at 2:30.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And all I got to do is just pass the I know I ain't never had an accident. I ain't never had a ticket. So they said as long as my driving record come back, I'm hired. So, you know, God hurried up and did that. But I was thinking about the show tonight, and I said, well, you know what? I really got to fight this in the spirit because I can't be bogged down with worry and then get on the show and be trying to boost somebody else up with hope. I can't do that. And so I'm glad that, you know, the Lord showed himself to be mighty and strong. And I've been praying for you as well. I'm not going to hold you up. I know you probably, you know, got some other things to do, but I just wanted to share that with you. You know, and I've been praying for you, and, you know, no matter what we're going through, you know, that's why I told you, you know, yesterday, I'm even more eager to do what God has called me to do, because one thing that I do know, when you're on the right path and the enemy is coming in at you that hard, you know you're doing something right. That's not a time to worry. That's a time to rejoice. Now, when the enemy is not attacking you, that's when you worry, you know. A lot of times we have it backwards, but, you know, I thank God that God taught me right. So as long as he's attacking me, I know I'm on the right track. When he stopped, hey, I got to go knock on his door. What's up? I mean, I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I ain't trying to be on your team, you know. So I just thank God. I just thank God for whatever he's doing, you know. So they going to come, woman of God. I mean, we see what he's doing right now. We see how God is blessing him. So I suggest we both watch as well as pray very vigorously because the enemy is not happy. We can expect him to start primarily probably as soon as we get off the phone. You know, that could be that quick sometimes. You know, hey,
well, look,
you know, you better stop.
Not,
I mean,
I'm
not far into that either. I don't want to receive that either. But according to knowledge and scripture, we better begin to pray as well as watch as soon as we get off the phone because he can come at any time. And you know, the enemy is like a lion. He ain't going to come when you're looking and can smell him and acknowledging him. So he want to come when you ain't expecting. And so I'm going to be always expecting because I want to see him before we come. Amen. We can't stop him from coming, but I sure enough want to see that joker before he come, though. So, amen. It's coffee time for me, beloved.
All
it's
right,
coffee
man,
time
God, well,
for me.
Well, know that you are loved and appreciated, and I'll get within the next 48 hours, and I'll probably be sooner. But I'll get that other flyer for next week to you so you can start marketing on your end. Like I said, I probably won't market it until after Thursday night. And then I'll begin to market that through the weekend. And then so I guess I'm going to have to be marketing woman to woman and the King's Table. Matter of fact, I need to. Okay, I might change that too. But yeah, so I'll start marketing those, like I said, after Thursday night because they both come so quick. I can't even give them a break between each other because one is Monday and one is Tuesday. But we'll start pushing it. And again, now if you want tomorrow, we are, because this is the last October, this is the last Tuesday in October. We don't start our series until next week. So what we were thinking is that we would just do a we would kind of do a duplicate of last Tuesday, where all three of us
yeah,
are on the show.
Yeah, it's already in my calendar. You asked me, I think last week. So yeah, it's already in my calendar. I was going to get on.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Perfect. That's good. And I think that was that'll give you an opportunity to promote some more. It could have been whoever was on the show last week may have heard you, and that's why she was telling her husband, you know, hey, you need to get on this show. So I think it'll be a good thing. We all get on tomorrow again and just kind of, you know, pump up people about the shows that's getting ready to come and, you know, get them pumped up, get the women pumped up. You need to get your husbands on this call. They may not listen to you, but they may listen to somebody else. Get them on the call. And so we'll just finish out the month with that on tomorrow. So we won't have no game plan other than the fact that we're just going to come on and get things stirred up. Get things stirred up. You may want to, even though you're going to be, and I don't know if yours work that like that, but I was going to say you may want to be on the show and be live on your Facebook page.
You know, I can do that actually from the tablet.
Okay, so you might want
to
do that because
they
could hear you. Like when you weren't live with us, we were live last Tuesday. So me and Minister LaDon, they could see us, but they could, I listened back to the show, and they could hear you really well, you know, through the phone because I have a phone on speaker. So they could hear you talking very well. And we had quite a bit of people, I think 188. I want to say it was like 188 people viewing. From Facebook, you know, but we had people also that were on, you know, in the studio. So the studio, about the studio is that, is, you know, that anybody can listen in, is global. You know, Facebook is normally just your people that's on your page. But like I was saying, we'll probably be streaming live tomorrow, and you may just want to stream live on your page so that your listening audience on Facebook can hear the show going forth, and that is just be another way for them to be able to hear, you know, us promote Monday nights and Tuesday night. So we'll just sign into the studio like we normally do at 6:45, and then at 7 we'll go live in the studio, and we'll probably, like I said, go live on Facebook.
Okay, well I'll go live tomorrow too. Okay, that's awesome. That I think that'll be great.
Okay.
I think that'll be good.
And I was going to say, tell you to have a good night's rest, but I know you're not fixing to go to sleep. I don't know.
I'm about to drink me some coffee, and I am hyped up. I might not even go to sleep till like 3:30, 4 o'clock. I got me two pieces of cake.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. So I'll talk to you tomorrow and on the show. So I'll talk to you I'll talk to you at 6:45.
Amen. I will be on and ready. Wait, 6:45? That's my no. Wait a minute.
No.
What time is it, my time?
What time is it your time now?
Yeah, so that's, wait a minute, that's what, 4:45 my time?
No. You ten right now, is it 10:40 your time?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're two hours ahead of me. So 6:45 my time is gonna be 8:45 your time.
So let me put that down. 8:45.
Your shows start. You come into the studio at 8:45 on show night.
Right. Okay, and even on yours, 8:45 Tuesday nights too.
Right.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I got it. It's just 8:45. All right. Excellent. All right, I got it. It almost slipped, but I got it. Amen.
All right. All right,
I will be on there.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll definitely be talking to you tomorrow.
Okay. All righty. God bless you.
God bless. Good night.